Welcome to this deep dive. We're here to unpack the sources you've shared and dig into the key insights.
And today, our focus is on a compound that's definitely stirring up conversation in male hormonal health.
Yeah.
Enclomiphene.
Yeah, you've likely bumped into discussions about, testosterone optimization. It's everywhere.
Absolutely. From broad chats about performance, longevity, all the way to really specific scientific breakdowns, physiology, hormone regulation. Enclomiphene keeps popping up.
It does. Now, before we dive deep, let's get some really important context out there, straight from the sources you provided.
Okay.
So, enclomiphene is being studied for male hypogonadism, and yeah, it's available via compounding pharmacies, but, and this is crucial, It is not a broadly FDA-approved drug for general testosterone replacement like, say, standard exogenous testosterone is. The sources are quite clear on that.
Right. So this conversation today is purely informational. We're just exploring the preclinical data, the early human trials that you've given us.
Exactly. We're not telling anyone to use it. We're just looking at what the research, as presented, actually says.
And it probably goes without saying, but always, always talk to a qualified healthcare professional before considering any new health strategy, especially with hormones.
Absolutely. This is for your information, not medical advice.
Okay, so with that cleared up, our mission today.
Let's unpack why enclomiphene seems different from traditional TRT, especially, around fertility, and look at the science driving the interest, all based on your sources.
Sounds good. Let's jump in. Where should we start?
How about the basics? What exactly is enclomiphene and how does it work fundamentally?
Okay. So enclomiphene is specifically the transisomer of a drug called clomiphene citrate.
Clomiphene citrate. That rings a bell. Often called Clomid.
That's the one. Used for a long time in female fertility treatments. But Clomid itself, it's actually a mix.
A mix.
Yeah. It contains both enclomiphene, which is this transisomer we're focused on, and another one called zuclomiphene, the cis isomer.
Okay. And the sources suggest the enclomiphene part is the key player for the effects seen in men.
That seems to be the consensus in the material, yeah.
It
appears to be the component primarily driving the desired hormonal effects.
So how does that differ from regular TRT?
Big difference. With TRT, you're putting testosterone into the body from an external source.
Right. Which raises levels, but can also tell your own system to, well, take a break.
Exactly. It can suppress your body's natural production. And enclomiphene works differently. Think of it as working upstream.
Upstream.
Yeah, higher up the hormonal signaling chain. It's a SERM, a selective estrogen receptor modulator.
Okay.
And it selectively blocks estrogen receptors, but only in very specific places. The hypothalamus in your brain and the pituitary gland just below it.
So it blocks estrogen signals there. What does that achieve?
Well, by blocking those receptors, the hypothalamus basically thinks, estrogen levels seem low, even if they aren't really.
Gets a false signal.
Kind of. And that perceived low estrogen makes the pituitary gland go, okay, we need to ramp things up. So it increases the release of two really important hormones.
Which are?
Luteinizing hormone, LH, and follicle-stimulating hormone, FSH.
All right, let's break those down. What does LH do in men, according to the sources?
LH travels to the testes, specifically to the Leydig cells. Its job is to tell those cells, make more testosterone.
Okay, so more LH, more testosterone production signal.
Precisely.
And FSH, what's its role?
FSH also heads to the testes, but it targets the Sertoli cells. These cells are absolutely critical for spermatogenesis.
Spermatogenesis making sperm.
Exactly. So FSH stimulation is key for maintaining or supporting sperm production.
So putting it together, the big difference highlighted here is that enclomiphene encourages your body's own production of both testosterone and sperm.
Right. Instead of shutting down that natural production like exogenous TRT often does, it's trying to kickstart the body's own engine, so to speak.
Okay, that mechanism makes sense. Now let's talk about what seems to be a major point of interest. Boosting testosterone while preserving fertility.
Yeah, this is arguably one of the biggest draws mentioned in the sources, especially for, say, younger men or anyone who wants to keep the option of having children open.
Because traditional TRT often does the opposite, right? Suppresses LH and FSH.
Leading frequently to testicular atrophy, shrinkage, and infertility. It's a known side effect. Enclomiphene, based on this research, seems designed to avoid that pitfall.
How strong is the evidence for that in the sources?
Well, the preclinical studies and early clinical trials consistently show it can effectively raise total testosterone levels, particularly in men with secondary hypogonadism.
That's low T coming from issues in the pituitary or hypothalamus, often linked to things like obesity.
Exactly. And crucially, the sources state it does this while preserving fertility. That's a direct, quote, emphasis in some of the material.
Preservation is one thing, but I think one source mentioned potential improvement.
That's where it gets even more interesting. Some of the research cited actually does suggest it might go beyond just maintaining sperm parameters.
Right.
Yeah, there was research mentioned comparing enclomiphene directly to clomiphene, the mixed drug. And it suggested enclomiphene might be linked to higher pregnancy rates in men who were infertile and had low testosterone.
Wow. Okay, so not harming fertility, but potentially helping it in specific cases based on that study.
Potentially, yes. That specific finding really underscores why there's so much buzz around it in communities focused on, you know, optimization, longevity, getting very precise with physiology.
Let's circle back to that clomiphene comparison.
Yeah.
Clomiphene is the mix, and clomiphene is just the one part, the trans isomer. Mm-hmm. Why is isolating it considered better based on what we're reading?
Good question. It comes down to the other part of clomiphene, that cis isomer, zuclomiphene.
What's the issue with zuclomiphene?
The sources explain it has a much, much longer half-life. It sticks around in your system for a lot longer than enclomiphene does.
Okay, longer half-life.
Yeah.
And
And while it's hanging around, it can act as an estrogen agonist.
Agonist. Remind us what that means simply.
It means it activates the receptor, like turning on a switch. So zuclomiphene can potentially activate estrogen receptors,
which could lead to unwanted estrogen-like side effects.
That's the concern highlighted. Things like potentially mood swings, maybe visual disturbances, issues sometimes reported with standard Clomid use. The idea is these might be linked more to the lingering zuclomiphene part.
I see. So by using just enclomiphene, the goal is to get the LH and FSH boost.
Right, the testosterone and sperm production signals.
While minimizing those potential estrogenic side effects thought to come mainly from the zuclomiphene sticking around.
Precisely. Trying to get the good without the bad, or at least with less the bad.
Is there data comparing them directly on this?
Yes. One source specifically mentioned a comparison showing enclomiphene gave a similar testosterone boost to clomiphene, but with a significantly smaller rise in estradiol, that's the main estrogen, and also a lower rate of reported side effects like mood changes or decreased libido compared to the mixed clomiphene.
So that purity aspect, aiming for just the beneficial isomer, seems key to its appeal for better tolerance and fewer side issues.
It definitely speaks to that desire for a more targeted, precise approach to hormonal modulation.
Okay, so we've covered the mechanism, the fertility aspect, the comparison to clomiphene. What about the overall safety picture from these sources?
Well, based on the early clinical trials described, the general picture painted is pretty favorable in terms of safety profile.
Favorable how? Any common side effects mentioned?
When side effects do pop up in the studies, they're usually described as mild. Things like, you know, headaches, maybe some nausea, occasional hot flashes, similar to what you might see with other SERMs or hormonal agents.
And how does that compare to traditional TRT side effects?
The suggestion in the sources is that enclomiphene might be associated with fewer issues like polycythemia.
That's the increased red blood cell count.
Right. Or worsening sleep apnea. The thinking is, because it's stimulating your own system rather than adding external testosterone, maybe you avoid some of those dose-related TRT issues.
Those are still manipulating hormones. Monitoring must be important.
Absolutely non-negotiable. Even though the goal is better estrogen control than clomiphene, the sources stress the need for regular blood work.
It should be checked.
Monitoring testosterone, obviously, but also LH, FSH, and definitely estradiol levels is standard practice recommended in the material. You need to see how the whole system is responding.
Okay, so looking at the bigger picture, what's the future outlook based on this info?
It seems quite promising, according to these sources, especially for that group we mentioned, men with secondary hypogonadism who really want to maintain their fertility.
It offers a genuinely different approach than just replacing testosterone.
Yeah, it's leveraging the body's natural feedback loops, which fits nicely into that whole bio-optimization philosophy, trying to work with the body systems rather than just overriding them.
And the amount of discussion around it, from performance circles to scientific research.
It definitely highlights its significance in how we're thinking about male health and optimization. It's clearly presented as a compound with unique potential in these sources.
Right. So let's try and summarize this deep dive based on what you've provided.
Okay.
Enclomiphene stands out in these discussions about male hormonal health as a unique option.
Its main trick, stimulating your body's own testosterone and sperm production by selectively blocking estrogen signals upstream, that really sets it apart from standard TRT.
And the big potential payoff highlighted in the research reviewed is preserving, maybe even enhancing, fertility.
Plus, potentially a better side effect profile than its predecessor, clomiphene, because it isolates that specific transisomer in clomiphene.
But, and we have to say this again, the sources are clear. It's still considered investigational in many contexts.
Absolutely. Any consideration of using it needs to be under the guidance of a qualified healthcare professional. Full stop. They need to assess your specific situation.
This information is drawn purely from the material you gave us, for educational exploration only.
So for you listening, if this topic sparks your interest, definitely dig into the available research yourself.
Engage in informed discussions, look at the data, but always, always make health decisions based on personalized advice from a medical professional.
Couldn't agree more. Well, thank you for joining us on this deep dive into enclomiphene.
We hope exploring these sources has given you some valuable context and insight into this specific area.
And maybe something to chew on as you think about all this.
Yeah.
When the goal is true health optimization, how do you weigh the pros and cons? Stimulating your body's natural systems versus adding external hormones, especially when, for some newer approaches, the really long-term data might still be developing.
That's a really interesting question. Balancing the knowns and unknowns? Definitely food for thought.